The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise God.
Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, we hear from a gospel that we just so recently heard on Sunday. You know, I've told you before, I've got a gripe with the guy who put this book together. Okay? Because he always lines up things that we've just recently heard on Sundays and puts them in the weekday readings. And obviously, whoever put this book together, he's sitting in some office somewhere. He never has to preach a homily, right? So once again, I'm going to tell you a tiny little thought about our first reading, okay, from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Now, to understand what you heard in your first reading, we need a tiny little bit of context. We need to hear the words that St. Paul said just before our first reading began. They weren't read yesterday. They're never read from the pulpit anywhere, actually. You'd have to actually read Paul's letter to the Romans sequentially to hear this. But this is what Paul says, okay? Paul says, "Pay your taxes to the authorities who are ministers of God. Pay all their dues. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Tolls to whom tolls are due. Respect to whom respect is due. Honor to whom honor is due." Now, I don't mean to open up a discussion about taxes here this morning, especially the day after an election, okay? But Paul makes a legitimate point. The idea is that in any community, there's always things that we owe to one another. We never just live for ourselves. There's a sacred obligation in all communities that we owe things to one another. You know, in families doing of chores, in societies paying of taxes, it's a sacred obligation, and Paul refers to it as a sacred debt. Of course, we know all about debt here at St. Jude Church, don't we? Yes, we do. Okay. But even though you can pay off a debt to a bank eventually, there's one debt you'll never be able to pay off. And that's the debt for what God has done for you. That's what motivates St. Paul to talk about what he says here in this letter. Now, as a priest, I do funerals all the time. I don't know how many funerals regular people have to attend. But as a priest, you're always dealing in funerals. One thing you always deal with in a funeral are people who want to keep their dying loved one's last wishes. So, for example, you'll regularly have a funeral in which the people come in, they never go to church, right? But Grandma was a Catholic, and Grandma wanted a Mass, and we owe this to her to do what she wanted. It's a sacred obligation. It's a sacred debt, a dying wish. Well, Jesus had a dying wish, too. On the night before he died, he said to his apostles, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you." That's the context in which St. Paul reads off all of these commandments, the fifth commandment, sixth commandment, seventh commandment, ninth commandment that you heard in your first reading, and sums it all up by saying, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, when you love somebody, that love motivates everything you do. Stop and think about it. When you love somebody, that love becomes the motive for for everything that you do. And when your love for Christ is healthy, that's what it feels like to keep the commandments. Okay, so what we have to stop and think about is we have to stop and ask, what motivates our actions? You're going to need silence to answer that question. Silence and prayer. So it means you're going to have to turn off the TV, turn off the computer, put down the book, put down the newspaper, and strive to cultivate silence. Stop and ask yourself, what motivates your actions? I believe you'll be shocked to discover the answer. But most of our actions are motivated by conflict avoidance, desire for comfort, desire for security, popularity, you want to please the crowd, pleasure, ease. I think we'll be shocked to discover how often we're motivated by these things. And what you want to stop and realize is that if love, that is for God and for others, if love doesn't motivate our actions, we're missing the point for which we're even alive. We're missing the point for which we were even created. So many people, they go through their lives, they go from one activity to the next, constantly distracted, on a treadmill, always doing, never reflecting, never examining what they're doing, and wasting the gift that God has given them. It's really a very important thing to stop and realize this. St. Paul was absolutely captivated by the love of Christ. He knew what God had done for him, how deep a sinner he was, how much God loved him. Caught up and captivated by that spirit, it motivated everything that he did, and guess what? It changed the whole world. It changed the whole world. We're still reading his readings even to this day. God wants you to change your world. That's all he asks. So what we need to do, let's take a moment daily, stop, reflect, go to a walk, go for a walk, turn off the TV, turn off the computer. Think about what our Lord has done for us. Cultivate that sacred silence, and let's let that same spirit that motivated St. Paul motivate our hearts as well. To the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.